This is an interesting story. It's in both papers this morning. A massive stockpile of highly toxic chemicals have been discovered inside the rubble of a West Footscray warehouse more than a year after it burnt down. Dr. Cathy Wilkinson, Chief Executive of the EPA. Doc, good morning to you.
Morning there. How are you?
Good. So what actually burnt when this warehouse caught fire?
Look, when this warehouse burnt fire, as we know, it was a result of highly organised illegal storage of chemicals and materials. Those responsible for it showed a reckless disregard for community safety. That's unacceptable. The sort of materials included aerosols, solvents, paint residues, that sort of material.
So why do I read that a massive stockpile of highly toxic chemicals have been discovered more than a year after it burnt, if you're saying the thing that burnt was toxic chemicals?
Yeah, look, we've been pretty transparent right from the start, and you've only got to look at the photos of the site to know that there were significant materials on site. So we've known that all along. We've known that as a result of the fire, the warehouse, the demolition waste, the steel, the concrete material, the residual chemical containers, drums and so on have been on site. What's new here is that the cleanup is moving into the next phase. We've got strict cleanup notices issued on both the occupier and the owner. EPA is the regulator of pollution and waste. WorkSafe is a dangerous goods regulator.
Sorry, Doctor, I'm trying to get to the bottom of what it is that you've found. If toxic chemicals burnt, is the stuff you found more than a year later unburnt toxic chemicals?
Yes, there is some residual material on site. So this was always known that it would be the case, but what we've had now is confirmation of an estimate. And it is an estimate. We won't know until actually the material is removed on site. But yes, there is some material on site that hasn't burnt. Now, the thing about...
Was this stuff there originally legally or illegally?
This is illegal activity. It was not allowed to be there. There are serious investigations underway at the moment, and those responsible will be held to account. It's entirely unacceptable. What I can say about the material left on site is that it has been through a very hot, intense fire, so the residual chemicals have less volatility and so on. It's a very different risk profile here.
Is the thrust of this story that they've been there for a year and you didn't know that they were there?
No, we've known that there's been materials on site, but what you need to do is then go and do testing to, you know, get a better feel for exactly what's in there. But because we've been testing the waterway along Stony Creek, we've had a pretty good feel for what materials were on site. We've been transparent with that information with the community.
Okay, how come you've left...
Moving into the next phase.
How come they're still there after a year?
This site is a very complex site. It's from an OH&S point of view, it needs to be approached very, very carefully. And even at this stage, more clean-up plans are needed. It's not a site you can just go onto and start removing stuff. There's demolition waste, you've got concrete, metal sheeting and so on. So it needs very careful attention every step of the way to make sure the cleanup is done in a safe way.
Good on you, Doctor. Dr. Cathy Wilkinson, Chief Executive of the EPA. Sometimes you can have too much media training.